Russian forces have pushed deeper into Ukraine's battered port city of Mariupol. Heavy fighting shut down a major steel plant, and local authorities are pleading for more Western help. Meanwhile, officials in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv say more than 200 people have died as a result of Russian bombardment. NPR's Becky Sullivan has more from Ukraine.
The Kyiv City Military Civil Administration said Saturday that 228 people have died, including four children, and that nearly 1,000 have been injured. Shelling over Kyiv has destroyed dozens of apartment buildings in the city proper, even as Ukrainian air defenses have intercepted many of the missiles targeting the city. Alona Sinenko of the International Committee of the Red Cross says residents are feeling tense.
It's a very strange mixture of normal life, just regular people going out with their kids, riding on a bike and doing shopping, and at the same time, a city that is in a state of war.
U.S. officials say Russian troops have made little progress on Kyiv in recent days. Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Lviv.
The U.N. says the ongoing war in Ukraine could have an unforeseen impact on children evacuating the country. UNICEF is urging governments to do more to protect young Ukrainians.